And in the next house is where Ernest Just lived. Ernest Just was a molecular biologist. He was very prominent and recognized during the 30s and 40s. If he had not been black, he would have won the Nobel Award. In fact, he's referred to in biology book as the Black Apollo. He had a very strange life. He would always be invited to Woods Hole in Massachusetts, where all the top scientists would go for the summer. And these white scientists would come and would bring their wives. And he would go and he would carry his...
Hello,
Daniel. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Fine, how are you?
Oh,
sorry. Oh, I'm doing this every
hour. It's fine.
We put it on pause. Go ahead.
Sorry. So good to see you.
Same here.
Just as pretty as usual.
Thank you. You should come over.
Please. I will.
Don't let me invite you too many times.
All right.
Ciao.
Ciao. They would go to Woods Hole with his black family, and he thought that they shunned him because he brought this black wife and I guess his kid, their two or three kids. But anyway, so in his career, he thought that if he married a white woman, he would be better received at Woods Hole. So he divorced his black wife and married a white woman. And then when he went back to Woods Hole, they still treated him the same. He was a brilliant zoologist. In fact, he studied the reticular endothelial system of embryos before birth and all that type of stuff. So far ahead of, he's like 40 years ahead of everybody. But anyway, he divorced his wife, but his wife continued to work at Howard. She was a librarian at Howard, so that's how she made her living, because the amount of money he was making otherwise wasn't worth nothing.